Do you think this discrepancy between public policy and what's been shown by research, does that show a general scientific illiteracy?
Among some segments of the population, there's clearly a scientific illiteracy. And those folks are thinking with their heart and their emotion. There's nothing wrong with their heart and emotion, but it has to be tempered by facts, actual facts. And so when they put out, for example, a proposed rule change to this exact policy for public comment, there was a large number of comments that were saying, don't change a thing, keep it exactly the way it is. And some of that was generated by letter writing campaigns from organizations to kind of swamp the system so that perhaps no change is made. And the policymakers have to understand where these things are coming from and keep everything in balance. It's a tough task.
Which organizations?
I'm not sure what the organizations were, but they have a way of telling whether form letters are sent, if the language is like identical and it's coming from, say, 200 or 300 people all saying exactly the same thing. You can pretty much be assured, even though it's coming from unique individuals, that it's being propagated from an organization that has a political agenda in most cases.